By now, you've all heard of Italian Wine Unplugged 2.0, the latest book published by Mama Jumbo Shrimp. It's more than just another wine book. The fully updated second edition was inspired by students of the Vinitaly International Academy and painstakingly reviewed and revised by an expert panel of certified Italian wine ambassadors from across the globe. The book also includes an edition by Professore Attilio Scienza, Italy's leading vine geneticist. The benchmark producers feature is a particularly important aspect of this revised edition. The selection makes it easier for our readers to get their hands on a bottle of wine that truly represents a particular grape or region. To pick up a copy, just head to Amazon.com or visit us at MamaJumboShrimp.com. Welcome to this new mini-series on Italian Wine Podcast. Join Stevie and her Just Do the Work team as they travel to Dusseldorf, Germany, to interview some great Italian wine producers. Each producer had submitted one of their wines towards the special Italian Trade Agency's masterclasses. Each were run by Master Sommelier Eros Teboni. Join us to get the inside scoop on these fantastic wineries. Okay, so I am here with Elise Rialon.
You get it.
Okay, and from Casale del Giglio.
Yes.
So, we are enjoying a fantastic afternoon here in Düsseldorf, in Germany. I would like you to tell me who you are and tell me a little bit about your winery.
Okay, so it's very nice to be here and to be relaxed with you here today. Okay, so I'm Elise Rialon. I'm French, but I've been living in Italy for 19 years and working for Casale del Giglio for 15 years now. So Casale del Giglio is a winery located in the Lazio area. Exactly, it would be like 30 miles south of Rome, just by the coast. So actually, Casale del Giglio is in an area called Agropontino, which is not that famous for vine growing, okay? It was really not a tradition for vine growing, but we foresaw there was a great potential there. So we decided in the mid-80s to plant 57 different kinds of grapes.
Wow.
Both Italian and international, just to see which were the grapes that adapted best to that area. So the winery is large, 180 hectares. So we have three different kinds of soils. So the idea was also to test those grapes, those varieties, in the different soils with the climate that we have, obviously. And we have to say that we have like 10 minutes from the sea, so with a constant sea breeze, right? So that was very interesting. And actually, it turned out that a lot of international and French grapes demonstrated to adapt very well in our area. So that's why we have, for example, the Sauvignon, the Viognier, the Petit Mansang for the whites, but also the Syrah, the Petit Verdot for the reds, and also the Spanish Tempranillo, for example.
Oh, wow, okay.
So that was very interesting. So out of those 57, we've selected one third of them that have been replanted and that are now part of the range Casale del Giglio. So both international, mainly French, and also Italian grapes, so, because we also wanted to rediscover some local indigenous grapes that maybe sometimes were a little bit underestimated in our area. So we've started on the island of Ponza, which is just in front of the Roman coast, mm-hmm. just in front of Rome, yes, and with the Biancolella, which is an indigenous grape that was used to grow on the Ischia island, but is have been brought also on the Ponza island, but very small island, so small production. And then with the Bellone, in the area of Anzio, another indigenous local grapes in the Vocadian era, those engrafted vines actually, and with the Cesanese, more in the hinterland, the hilly area. So all those local indigenous grapes have joined the international grapes to enlarge our range so that we have really an overview in our range of the potential of the territory, the expression of the grapes, and of the territory.
So
yes.
You're saying that you had gone there in the mid-80s. What brings a French lady to the south of Rome in the mid-80s? How did that happen?
No, in the mid-80s, no, actually, the mid-80s was the project.
The project.
Yeah, so I, yeah, no, because I graduated in languages, so I wanted to have an experience abroad. So I had first an experience in the States and then in Italy. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be 6 months, and it turned out that it's 19 years,
love.
Yeah,
yes.
Something like that.
Oh, my God.
The things happened, yeah. So that's what happened, actually, yeah, yeah. And but I wasn't in the wine business, actually. But then I met my ex-husband, and his family, they work in the wine business. So they that's how they introduced me to the wine business, and that's how I mean, my first time with Casale del Giglio. And then, yes, I really fall in love with the, you know, this adventure with the winery, with the wines. And it's really a challenge for us because the Lazio wines, you know, abroad are not easy to be sold, you know. They're not, you know, when you're in the other part of the world, they don't know about Lazio wine. So that's really a challenge for us to tell the people that there are great potential for quality wines in the Lazio area, and that Casale del Giglio really definitely believe in this challenge and quality wines.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you enjoying this podcast? Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, for fascinating videos covering Stevie Kim and her travels across Italy and beyond, meeting winemakers, eating local food, and taking in the scenery. Now back to the show.
I was just talking about masterclasses before we started talking at the beginning. Which wine are
so the wine was Madre Selva.
Madre Selva.
Madre Selva, yes. So Madre Selva is a blend of Bordeaux blend of Merlot, Petit Verdot, and Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay. And it's the Bordelais blends in Italy.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Is that your signature wine?
It's not actually. It's not exactly the signature one, but it's one of the reserve wines. The signature one would be the Mater Matuta, which is the flagship of the wine. It is 85% Syrah and 15% Petit Verdot. So this is the wine that was thought by the winemaker to really express the excellence of the territory, and would be Mater Matuta. Yes, yes.
Okay, another question. You were just saying that it's difficult to have the wines from this area known outside. Do you export here? Is there an area or a market where you would like to start exporting?
So we are present in Germany. We work with an agency. I said the name. Yeah.
Well,
yes, with Sorrentino, uh-huh. Guess Sorrentino. They are our agency for Germany. And we are trying, yes, to work. So we are already present in the States, present in Canada, in Europe. We have some, you know, main markets like Switzerland, Germany. But we would like now to focus on also more difficult market, which is even more difficult for us being from Lazio. But we would like, for example, Australia. We are trying to work there, and South America.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
Those are, yeah, two markets on which we are trying to, you know, penetrate them and have them, you know, discover and taste our wines.
Okay.
Yeah. And on those markets, the indigenous grapes have helped us a lot. Yes.
Yeah.
So Bellone and Cesanese, those are two wines that really abroad are getting more known, and people are getting curious about those grapes. So that's, yeah, helping us.
Out of all the wine, because it's a lot of wines.
Yes.
A lot of wines. Which one do you think you drink the most? When you take home at the end of the night, you had a hard day.
Yeah.
You go home and you're like, I'm going to choose something to drink for my dinner. What is it?
So I would have like my two favorites, right?
Well,
tell me. Exactly. So I would say that the Anthium Bellone is one of my favorite for the whites. Yeah. Because it's really, the Bellone is really, the Anthium is like a glass of sunshine, right? It's a seaside grape, so it's really, it's very, you get the perfumes, you get the aromaticity, you get the grapefruit, you get the sunshine, right? It's very nice, very nice. And I would say that for the reds, we have a very special red, which is a Petit Verdot. So it's a French grape, usually used in very small percentages in the Bordeaux blends, but we managed to have a pure 100% Petit Verdot. And this one is really a tricky grape, and we are very proud to have a pure. We were the first one to make it pure in Italy and to get the IGT appellation in Lazio for that grape. And we are very proud of having like 100% Petit Verdot, and I think it's one of Yeah, very
that's
good.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. A little bit of France in it, right?
Yes, a little bit of France.
Like me.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I know you're so busy. Like, seriously, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, really.
Okay, so here we are with Elise Rialon.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.